that is something you believed you needed.
Well, but I thought I was past that. I really you thought I was past that.
You keep saying that. How about if I say this to you and see what kind of feelings this stirs up in you? Get ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah.
It's going to be what you call a zinger.
I've got rubber shoes on.
I'll have to ask your permission. All right. Are you ready?
Yep.
You will never be past it. Ever. Ever, 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 no, not ever will you be past the possibility of experiencing transformation that way. But that's the point. When it's all right with you, not just that those things might happen, when it's all right with you that they might happen forever.
Okay,
then it will be less likely they will need to happen.
Okay, so
but if you keep assuming that you're supposed to get past that point, you will never get past that point, because there is no point to get past, because there's only here and now, and you can't get past here and now.
Okay, I can even, that's cool. I can do. So was this just an exercise that I was for myself to
yes,
see how I would handle it?
For exactly what you're going through now. For you to learn what you have learned generally and to specifically understand that it has to be all right. It has to be all right that you might never get past it. And paradoxically, it will never happen again. But only when it's all right that it might happen at any moment. That is true surrender. If you keep on guard, if you keep a watch out, oh well, now, yes, whew, I'm past that. That'll never happen again. Bang! The universe will prove to you you are never past anything. Anything can always happen. Anything can always happen. And, in fact, that's what you're learning. By expanding, by becoming more of your consciousness, that's what you learn, is that at any given moment, anything is possible. And when that's okay, then what will manifest will be representative of your willingness and allowance to let anything be possible. And the willingness and allowance is what will feel more smooth and not have to be reflected in what you typically call extremes as you have described it. But again, paradoxically, it has to be all right for such an extreme to happen for it not to need to happen. Does that make more sense? Does that sink in?
Yeah.
That's why you gave yourself the smack. To remind yourself that that possibility will never vanish. Ever, 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 ever. The possibility will never vanish because all things exist here and now. Does that put you at ease?
Immensely. I'm at total peace.
Thank you. If you are willing truly to be at total peace with that, you will not then have to be in total pieces. Yes.
Just one last quick one.
Yes.
Is our planet in a different position? Like when I lay out in the sun looks like in a way different place. Are we in a different place?
You are always slightly in a different position, but there are different energy surges and different things that are happening in relationship between your Earth and the Sun, and the coming into a new cycle of relationship. So in a sense, very much so in energy, yes, and slightly physically, yes, as well.
Hmm. Thank you.
For sure.
You. Then the female. Number two, do you know who you are?
Yeah.
All right. Number one, good day.
Good day. A question. Within a linear timeline...
Yes.
The question of the paradox has always intrigued me.
Yes.
If indeed someone does travel back in time, and
so to speak,
and does an act which would, in the future timeline, create that traveler from being born, if they return to that timeline, would they still exist?
Yes. You know why?
Yes, because he was originally created. He could not destroy himself.